Did you hear?
Why do people...
Oh, I can't believe that's what you ma call it.
Hypocrisy.
Education.
No, demon in hell.
Did you hear? Yo, what movie?
Your career goals.
Why do children rebellion?
What? Train up a child when... Oh, wow. Did you hear?
Jealousy.
Joy. What?
How it... Love.
What?
And the church discussed married war.
She talks about everything. Who?
Who?
Who does?
The women.
Tell It All Tuesday.
Hey, everybody. This is the Remnant's husband. I'm sure she's mentioned me a few times in her broadcasts. You're probably wondering why I'm on the broadcast. But what I have to say on this platform, I'll try to be brief. I don't have an awesome sermon to preach, nor am I going to exegete a text. But unfortunately, I have the displeasure of informing you the listeners out there, that my wife went on to glory this past Saturday. This is why you haven't heard any new segments these past few days. Me and my child, you know, we're taking it pretty hard because my wife was such a loving woman. She loved humanity and she had a lot of love to give. You know, she was very adamant about making sure, you know, she did what God called her to do on this platform and making sure you, the listener, got fed his word. She always felt some type of way, you know, if she missed a day or recorded her segments too late. You know, she was to me and a lot of other people that knew her character well. To me, she was the embodiment of what a Christian should be. And, you know, watching her day in and day out, you know, recording all the wonderful segments she speak on, you know, I realized she didn't really care too much about how a recording sounded or if she had a fancy mic to record it on. You know, she just made it happen. She did it anyway that she knew how. But anyway, I just wanted to say a few things. You know, if God has called you to bring his word through whatever means, you know, whether it's preaching, teaching, singing, rapping, or even a podcast, man, just do it. I'm so serious about this. Like, just do it. Don't get so wrapped up in the packaging or, oh, it's not sounding like what I wanted to sound like, or it's not picture perfect. Man, the packaging isn't going to bless or help save a person's soul. It's the word of God that was given to you to share with others, whether it's via song, sermon, poetry, drawing, etc. Just do it. Don't get caught up in, you know, the packaging of it. You know, I want to tell you that, you know, Jesus loves us regardless of how imperfect we are. And he loves us regardless of if we don't get things right every time. He still loves us no matter who you are. And then, you know, my other thing I want to say is, if you have a loved one, whether it's a friend, a husband, a wife, a family member, coworker, etc., make sure you spend as much time with those who are close to you. Make it a point to try to spend time with those you love, you know, as much as you can. Because the day and the hour is unknown, and we never know when God will call us home. My wife's passing was so unexpected, and I wish I could have spent even more time with her. You know, Lord knows we would rather have her here with us, but I guess that would be a bit selfish. And as the Word of God states, To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So I'm very thankful for the time and the memories I was able to share with her. And I want to thank all of you who were her listeners for taking out the time out of your day to hear what the Lord had for her to share with you. You know, I pray that her segments have helped somebody's life. And I pray that, you know, they've brought blessings unto you all. So with that said, this is the Remnant's husband signing off for the last time. On behalf of your girl, the Remnant, Selah.